Starting lineup tonight in this boys' final game at bonus coverage. We got Ayers, Pfeiffer, Diekman, Tarver, and Snyder for Green City for the North Shelby Raiders. A bevy of people that I'm not sure about. I could take a guess. I'd say it'd be McDowell, Craig Mile, Ratliff, Perry, and the big fella, Cody Stoneburner. Okay, we're getting ready to hoop it up. We have the North Shelby Raiders versus the Green City Gophers, the host Green City Gophers, trying to get one team out of this, out of their home place. Here we go.
They said
it'll be Snyder to jump. Surely against the big fella.
He goes around and shakes hands with everybody. I've noticed that from Stoneburner.
Yeah, he came over and shook our hands here.
Friendly man.
He didn't even have to jump up either. He could reach up on stage from where he was standing.
Here we go. Oh, Green City, way to toss.
I think they stole it a little bit before it hit the top of the arc, but hey, whatever.
They kick it out for... They kick it out for Tyler with the three. He splashes it.
The crowd's going crazy. Craigmile gets it across to McDowell. McDowell with the left hand. Over on the left wing gives out to Craigmile. Top of the key. Craigmile has it at circle now. Gives over to McDowell. McDowell lob pass. Going to be over the hands of Ratliff. And out of bounds is Ratliff. We're going the other way. 3-0 Green City.
And they wasted no time to get on the boards. It was two passes, and then into the corner for Tarver, and he splashed a three.
Meanwhile, Pfeiffer gets it into Snyder. Snyder from 18, good. Hey-o, 2-for-2. Green City opens up the game. It's 5-0. Stoneburner came out to challenge it, but lob into Stoneburner. He's going to miss the shot, get his own rebound. Miss another one, get his own rebound. And they're going to call the basket good. Stoneburner able to jump over everybody. Missed his first two shots. Got the rebounds on him. And Stoneburner is going to shoot a free throw. I think they're going to call an elbow on one of the Green City Gophers. That'll be Stoneburner's first two of the game. It's 5-2 with 7:04 left to go. Here's Stoneburner going to shoot free throws. We'll see what kind of touch the big fella has. Up and good. Nice looking shot there for Cody Stoneburner.
Nothing but 5-3.
Pfeiffer will bring it up. Dribbles over between the circles and comes back out. Gets it to Snyder. Snyder over to Diekman. Diekman dribbles in. Gets it to Snyder at the free throw line. Over to Ayers, who launches a three. And a foul! Chris Perry comes in after the shot. Ayers with a chance for a rare four-point play.
Big play for Green City there.
Big players have to make big plays, especially when you're playing a team of North Shelby's caliber. Ayers have a chance to make it a four-point play. going over to the bench. Oh, no, it was a foul after the shot, and Green Team's going to get to take it in. I got all fired up about the four-point play. Why couldn't they shot that? Pfeiffer, meanwhile, shoots a three off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound by Stoneburner, and they're going to call Diekman for the foul. Stoneburner hit the deck on that rebound.
Diekman probably got a good elbow in on him.
There's a lot to elbow there. And Ratliff's going to throw it in. 8-3. Raiders dodge a bullet there. Two straight possessions by the Gophers. They come up with the 3 points. Perry gets the middle of the floor, gets it to Craig Mile. Craig Mile fakes, lobs into Stoneburner. Stoneburner up and under, no good. Having a tough time around the basket tonight. Meanwhile, Ayers gets it. Ratliff tries to draw the charge, and no call. Ayers gets it back, gets it to Pfeiffer. Wide open top of the key for Pfeiffer. Good! 11-3, Green City.
It appears Green City's got 11 down with the 3 tonight.
Well, they're living by it right now.
McDowell has it now for North Shelby. Gets it to Ratliff. Down in the corner for Craig Mile. Down into the big man. Back out for Ratliff. Makes a 3. Now dribbles in and is fouled by Diekman again.
They're going to give him 2 shots on that. Looked like it might have been on the floor. Number 35, Austin Gray, is going to come in for the Gophers. Coach not happy with somebody. Ratliff will shoot 2 here. First one by Ratliff, good. Stop the bleeding a little bit from the Raiders, the Gophers started out like a house of fire, 11-4, 6:06 left to go.
Second shot by Ratliff. He splashes it home as well. Now, Pfeiffer brings it up the court for Green City. Gets into the corner for Diekman. Diekman holds, passes into Gray. Back out to Diekman. Right wing now dribbles into the lane. Back out for Gray. 18-footer. Passes on and gets it out to Diekman. Diekman has the right wing. Now gets it to the top for Ayers. Ayers gets it back to Diekman. Now to Ayers. Stolen by Craig Mile. Out of bounds left of Ayers. There will be no Shelby ball.
Tide turning a little bit there, and nice defense by the Raiders. Gophers not able to get anything going on that possession. Craig Mile will get it in the backcourt and bring it up. Across the timeline, gets it over to McDowell. McDowell with a lob pass. Ratliff goes up high for it, comes down, and good off the glass.
That was a good-looking play by the North Shelby Raiders.
Yes, it was. A lob pass for Ratliff. Had to go really high to get it and gathered himself, came down. Meanwhile, down at the other end, the Gophers get it. There's a long 3. Long 3 by Tarver's good. 14-7 Green City.
That's Tarver's second 3. Now, they got the ball out to
McDowell.
McDowell of North Shelby, and he was fouled by Green City.
Tarver.
Tarver on the foul.
McDowell inbound in the backcourt to Craig Mile is going to bring it across the timeline unmolested. Has it at the circle. Gets it to Ratliff. Ratliff holds it high. Looks in for the big guy who's quadruple teamed inside. Ratliff has it again. Gets it to Ratliff gets it back meanwhile. And a nice little 10-footer in the lane is good. That's 6 points for Scott Ratliff in the early going. 14-9 with 4:40 left to go.
Pfeiffer brings it up for Green City. Now gets it to Tarver. Tarver gets it back to Ayers, top of the key. Ayers dribbles right side, now pulls it back left, gets it to Diekman, down in the corner for Pfeiffer, spots up, shoots a 3, off the back iron, rebounded by McDowell of North Shelby. He gets it to Ratliff. Ratliff slows down the pace of the game here. Now he gets it across half court to Craig Mile. Back out to Ratliff, left wing, he holds. Now across right wing for McDowell. McDowell dribbles, back out for Pfeiffer, top of the key. Ratliff, top of the key. Passes in to Stoneburner. Stoneburner's called for the charge.
Oh, they called him for lowering his shoulder once he got the Green City player up in the air. Probably a rare foul on Stoneburner. North Shelby fans are going bananas over there. Pfeiffer brings it up the right-hand side of the floor. Got it by Craig Mile. Almost loses it. Loses the dribble now. Gets it over to Tarver. Tarver looks high and gets it into Ayers. Ayers with the ball fake. Oh, pass it to Daniel right through his hands over to And now it's up by Ayers. Good! 3-pointer by Matt Ayers.
That's his second tray as well.
Boy, Craig Mile comes the other way now. Bounce pass into the Raiders. And it's going to be blocked from behind by Ayers, who... Oh, they're going to say, okay, the officials, it was blocked by Ayers, and
up
they said
out of bounds,
and they said it was going to be go for ball, but it's not. It's going to stay with the Raiders.
Craig Mile inbound for him. They pass it in to Stonebarrow. It's a lob, and he flushes it.
He can't defend that if they throw it right there where he wants it. Meanwhile, Pfeiffer will bring it up the other side. Holds it, gets it to Ayers at the circle. Ayers. Ball fake. Dribbles over to the right-hand side with the right hand. And nearly stolen by Daniel again. Pfeiffer has it. Picks up his dribble. Gets it into Ayers. Ayers with a spin move. They're going to call him for steps there. Trying to take it in against the big guy. And maybe got a little bit too jumpy. Meanwhile, two new Raiders are going to come in. That's going to be 34, Justin Bevel, who got a lot of playing time the other night. And I think number 40, Chris Perry, is going to come back in the ballgame. Starter. Meanwhile, Craig Mile gets it over on the right-hand side. Fakes, gets it to Ratliff. Ratliff fakes the top of the key. Gets it to Bevel. Bevel in the corner. There's going to be a lob pass to Stoneburner. Up and good. Oh, they're starting to feed the big guy now inside. And it's 17-13 Green City. With 2:53 left to go in the first quarter. Pfeiffer, meanwhile, gets it in the corner. Tarver. Ayers gets it. Almost gets fouled by Ratliff. Holds it high. Gets it to Tarver in the corner. Inside to Gray. Back out to Tarver to Ayers. Ayers. Take it in the lane. Gets it over to Diekman. To Gray. Gray with the ball fake. Takes a strong to the hole over Ratliff. Ratliff wanting to foul. Get up and play, young man. If they don't call it, you got to keep playing.
Well, if that's the ball now for North Shelby, gets it to Bevel. Bevel brings it down the court. Goes right by the defender. Now pulls up his trap. Throws it out of bounds off of Gray of Green City.
That was a smart play. Gray had him pinned against the baseline, and Bevel just knocked it off his foot, and North Shelby's going to get a redo.
Meanwhile,
McDowell comes in for Bevel.
McDowell, inbound the ball, lob to Stonebender, he misses it.
Oh, same exact play as last inbound under the basket. This one didn't fall, though. 19-13 for the Gophers. Ayers will bring it up the right-hand side of the floor. Lob pass. Oh, my God, I don't know where that guy came from. Number 31, Tarver. Meanwhile, Pfeiffer has it. Crossover dribble against McDowell. Gets it out to Tarver. Tarver with the ball fake. Gets it to the top of the key. Over to Ayers. Ayers takes the long three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound by two Raiders. But stolen by Pfeiffer. Out to Tarver. Tarver with the ball fake. It's over to contact. Off the glass and good. 15. One play by Tarver. Jeremiah Tarver with 8 big points. 21-13 for the Gophers.
Ratliff brings up the court. Gets it across to Craig Mile. Takes a pass. Now gets to the left wing. Craig Mile has it. Now gets it back out to Ratliff. Holds it at the top of the key. Ratliff takes a pass. Gets it into Perry. Perry. Lob pass to Stoneburner. He makes the basket and was fouled. He'll shoot a free throw.
Well, it's obvious what the Raiders' game plan is. I mean, as soon as they walk in the gym, you know what their game plan is. Get to the big guy, Stoneburner. Perry was wide open from 14 there, and he still fed it in to Stoneburner over two guys underneath the basket. There may be a time later on in their season where the Raiders aren't going to be able to rely on that pass, and Perry's going to have to knock down those shots. Clutch situation. Of course, that's just my opinion.
We all have one.
And here's a free throw by Stoneburner. He's 2-for-2 for the line, and Nick Pfeiffer's going to bring it across to 21-16 Gophers. Diekman has it. Gets it in the corner to Pfeiffer. Back out to Diekman. Here's stolen by Craig Mile. Ayers has it, and he's going to travel with it. That's the second time he's come up against Stoneburner in the lane, and the second time he's traveled with it. As tall as that guy is, it'll make everybody a little antsy. Nevertheless, Landon Daniel comes in for the Raiders for Pfeiffer. No. That would be some trade there. 6-on-4 is his 5 replaced for the Gophers. He's going to come in for Craig Mile.
Which is good. Ratliff has it now left wing. He holds. It's it out to top for McDowell. McDowell gets it over to Daniel. Right wing. He holds. Passes. They tried to lob for Ratliff again, but Daniel's pass was well over his head and way out of bounds.
There was no lob to that one. That was just a line drive out of bounds, and Bevel's going to come back in for Daniel. Short leash by Carvajal tonight.
Pfeiffer brings it across for North Shelby. Ayers has the ball now. He gets it out for Tarver. Tarver dribbles the lane, kicks it back out to Ayers, now to Pfeiffer, left wing. Pfeiffer gets it out to Tarver. Tarver dribbles to the top of the key. Now goes right wing, gets it to Diekman. Deacon passes to Ayers on the free throw line, dribbles left side, passes out to Pfeiffer on the left corner. Now to Ayers, left wing. Ayers dribbles in, puts up a shot from the free throw line. No good. Rebounded by Perry of North Shelby.
Kind of had to alter his shot a little bit as Stoneburner came out to challenge him with the big mitt.
Ralph has the ball now for North Shelby. He brings it across half court. Passes right wing for Bevel. Now he gets just up the key for Ratliff. He holds. Now left wing for McDowell. McDowell is
5 seconds left.
Ratliff dribbles in, tosses to Stoneburner, puts it up, and it falls.
And the buzzer rings. Raiders add on another bucket for Stoneburner. And it's going to be 21-18 going into the second quarter.
Well, a side note for you. Stoneburner had 12 points that quarter, and North Shelby had 21. Yeah, I think I messed the score here. It's 18-21 in favor of Green City. And out of the 18, Stoneburner had 12 for North Shelby. Here we go. Start of the second quarter. It's going to be North Shelby ball. Ratliff inbound for North Shelby. Kriegmaul gets it. Now to Bevel. Kriegmaul has the top key. Now gets the left wing, or right wing for Ratliff. Ratliff holds. Ball above his head. Now gets it into Stoneburner. Back out to Ratliff. Thought about the three. Now back into Stoneburner. Stoneburner puts it on the floor. Picks it up. Now gets it back out for Ratliff, right wing. Now into the free throw line for Perry. Perry, lob pass no good for Stoneburner. And ball is rebounded by Tarver of Green City out to Pfeiffer.
That's definitely what the Gophers are trying to get Stoneburner to do, is get him put on the floor, because when he puts it on the floor, he's the same height as they are. And there's a big fella on the other end with a big block. The big mid on Ayers. Ayers obviously having trouble in the middle against Stoneburner. Meanwhile, Ratliff has the top of the key to Bevel. Gives it back over to Ratliff, top of the key, and he holds it high. Gives it to Perry. Perry with a spin move gets it to Kriegmaul, big three-point shooter. Over to Ratliff. Now back over to Bevel on the left-hand wing. Top of the key to Ratliff. Let's do something, folks. I'm getting tired of saying these names. Here's Kriegmaul. Holds it high, gives it to Ratliff. Top of the key, over to Bevel, left-hand side. Now here's Ratliff again. Thinks about the three and drives in the lane. Unmolested, up and in. Good.
Layup for Ratliff for his splash toe.
Meanwhile, other way, Green City comes back. It'll be rebounded by Stoneburner. Challenge the quick transition play by the Gophers, by Tarver. And 20-21, and North Shelby have a chance to take the lead after being down big early. Kriegmaul has it at circle. Crossover dribble. Gets it inside to Ratliff. Ratliff from 15. Dumps it into Stoneburner. Stoneburner's going to put it in and get fouled.
That's the third time Stoneburner's had the three-point play opportunity.
Stoneburner's fired up. I tell you what, the Raiders are really feeding the bear early on. I mean, Stoneburner's seeing the ball pretty much every time. About four out of every five times down the floor. He's seeing it underneath the basket. Green City just didn't have anybody tall enough to do that. Rustin Snyder, usually a big presence for the Gophers, is not getting much playing time early on. Stoneburner nails the free throw over the three-point play. Like Tyler said, that's his third one of the night. It's 23-21 Raiders. Different ball game.
Pfeiffer brings up the court for Green City. He has it at the top of the key, challenged by McDowell. Now picks up the dribble. Finds Tarver. Tarver has it right side. Now gets it back to Pfeiffer. Into the free throw line for Ayers. Now left elbow. Kicks it back out for Diekman. Now back to Pfeiffer just inside the arc. No good. Rebounded by Ratliff of North Shelby. Ratliff kicks it out for Kriegmaul, and he'll bring it across half court. Kriegmaul gets the left wing for Perry. Perry holds. Now top the key for Kriegmaul. Kriegmaul holds the ball ahead of head, above his head. Now gets the left wing for Perry. Back to Kriegmaul. Back to Ratliff this time, left wing. Lob pass for McDowell. Off the glass and good.
It seemed like right at the beginning of that play, North Shelby was pretty content just to keep working it until they get his Stoneburner. McDowell got open on the back door, lob pass on the weak side, and was able to put it home. Meanwhile, Green City's at the other end of the floor. Diekman, go ahead.
Diekman has it, now gets it into Gray. Gray kicks it back out for Diekman, right elbow. He dribbles out to the right wing, now gets the right elbow for Ayers. Now back to Diekman, just inside the arc. Gets it for Tarver. Tarver kicks it for Ayers, right wing, now back to Tarver. Tarver gets it over for Pfeiffer for a deep three. No good, rebounded by Perry. I bet Pfeiffer was 40 feet outside the basket.
He was a good 3 steps behind the line, that was for sure. 4-point lead for the Raiders, big comeback here in the first half.
Now Noshobi has the ball, Perry gets it for Craig Ma, threw it over his head. The over and back on Noshobi, Green City ball. There's 4:50 left to go in the first half, it's 25-21 in favor of Green City. Oh, excuse me, Noshobi.
And Pfeiffer is going to get it in the backcourt. Snyder inbounds it to him, he gets to come back in. Diekman gets it to Pfeiffer, to Snyder. Top of the key, over to Diekman, to Snyder. Big shot over the big guy, rolls up and around again. Nice shot by Rustin Snyder on that. That's his 4th point of the game. It's 25-23. 4.5 minutes left to go in the first half. Perry gets it at half court and gets it to Craig Miles. Craig Miles thinks about three and brings it out the top of the key to Ratliff. Ratliff looks inside, and Stoneburner gets it, flushes it home. It's a big slam by Stoneburner.
That was a no-doubter right there.
Once he got it there and was able to shake his defender, there was no doubt about that. I wish things were that easy for me. Meanwhile, the other end, Snyder tries to put up over Stoneburner. No good. We're heading the other way. 27-23. Momentum definitely shifted. There's nothing like a dunk to bring the crowd to its feet, that's for sure. Coming all the way from Shelbyville, Missouri to come see this game. Have something to get excited about there.
Craig Mauer gets it in for Ratliff. Ratliff just inside the free throw line. No good rebound. McNally puts it up and in. Good weak side presence by McDowell that time. Gets the rebound, put it up and in.
That's something that the Gophers can't afford to do, is that if you can keep Stoneburner off the board, you can't let any of those other Raiders get in there and get them, that's for sure.
Now Tarver has the ball for Green City. Gets it to Ayers. Ayers passes in for Diekman. Back out to Tarver for the spot up three. No good. Rebounded by Stoneburner of North Shelby. Stoneburner gets it to Ratliff. And North Shelby calls a timeout.
29-23 Raiders with 3.5 minutes left to go in the first half. Big turnaround here in the second quarter. After a 21-18 lead, actually it was 21-16 or 14 at one time, I think. A minor disaster happened behind us on the stage. They got seating on the stage tonight, especially with the hometown Green City Gophers playing. Crowd's fired up. They got people stuffed into every nook and cranny. Luckily, Tyler and I came a little early and got our spot at the table up here.
That's right. We got the cushy jobs.
And the cushy chairs, even. I think Brashear needs to order these things. 29-23, 3:27 left to go. Stoneburner, as of right now, is 17 points. Ratliff with 8. And Taylor McDowell with 4 for the Green City Gophers. Only 2 points in this second quarter. And that's by Rustin Snyder on the take. Here we go. It'll be Raider ball coming out of the timeout. Ratliff will inbound it to Craig Mile on the backcourt. McDowell goes back to help. Pfeiffer and Diekman will go back. And Brian Trinhill comes into the game for the Raiders. Ratliff has it in the backcourt. Lob pass to Craig Mile. Craig Mile, crossover dribble, gets it across half court. Fakes out Pfeiffer for a little bit, but Pfeiffer recovers. Dribbles high, gives it to McDowell over on the side. McDowell looks inside, decides to take it to baseline. Gives that to Craig Miles, top of the key. Three-pointer by Craig Miles, back of the rim, no good. Be rebounded by Pfeiffer, and the Gophers are going the other way. Cross half court to Ayers. Ayers catches it in stride, takes it up against the big guy, Stoneburner. Green City coach wanting a foul.
Stoneburner did attempt to block, but it looked clean. He didn't get any of the ball, though.
He may have got him with the off arm. It's tough to tell. Meanwhile, Ratliff holds it high at the other end, gets it to Craig Miles. 2:45 left to go in the first half. Craig Mile dribbles, gets it over to the right-hand side for McDowell. McDowell, top of the key to Craig Mile, to Ratliff. Ratliff holds it high, looks in. Craig Mile, lob pass into Trinhale. Trinhale over to Ratliff on the left-hand ring. Lob pass to Craig Mile, fakes the three, gets it over to Ratliff. Left-hand wing still. Craig Mile has it. Raiders content to work their offense till they get the shot they want. McDowell holds it high, gives it to Craig Mile at the circle. Over to Ratliff. Ratliff lobs it into Stoneburner. I think that was there about 5 minutes ago and didn't take advantage of it.
Well, this time they didn't. It worked like a charm. Pfeiffer has the ball out for Green City. Gets it into Ayers. Ayers off the back. Reverse slam for Ayers and he gets it off the backboard.
31-25. 2 minutes left to go in the first half.
Ralph has the ball out for North Shelby. Holds, gets across to McDowell. McDowell, great. No show behind his numbers, and the ball is poked away as Diekman made it back in time.
Nice play by Diekman there to fill in that passing lane. Daniel's going to come back in for McDowell.
Daniel inbound the ball for North Shelby. Perry enters the game.
Perry will come in for Trinhale.
Here we go. Lob pass for Stoneburner. Put it off the glass. No good. This time rebound by Snyder. Poked away by North Shelby. Ratliff puts it up and in.
That was a big mistake. Snyder held it too long underneath the basket. Didn't get it to one of his guards, and he lost the ball with three Raiders underneath. And Gophers come the other way down 33-25, minute and a half left to go in the first. Ayers has it over in the on the baseline. Feeds it to Snyder, who gets out of the lane. Over to Ayers. Ayers fakes it from the... I think he was going to pass, try to convince the official he was shooting, but it's not going to work. Try to get a pass in the elbow up over his head, and he got fouled on the arm there. He's going to throw it in underneath the basket.
The Oscars were Sunday, Ayers.
He wouldn't have won with that one. Kind of a half-hearted try. Ayers inbounds it. Lob pass to Snyder over on the left-hand wing. Deep. Bullet pass to Tarver, who is off the rim good. Nice touch by Tarver there.
He hung up in the air that time for a long time, waiting for the defender to get out of the way.
Meanwhile, the Green City Gophers throwing the kitchen sink at him. There's almost another dunk by Stoneburner, but he has to lay it up and in instead. It still counts for two. Pfeiffer brings it back the other way. 1 minute left, 35-27. Oh, there's a bad pass inside by the Gophers. We're heading back the other way. Ratliff gets it to Craigmile. Craigmile will bring it across. Double teamed in the corner. Tries to bull his way through against Diekman and Pfeiffer. And there's going to be a foul on Pfeiffer there.
Calling for pushing Craigmile out of bounds. That's Pfeiffer's second foul. It'll be 1-1 for Craigmile.
52 seconds left to go in the first half. 35-27 Raiders. A big comeback here in the second quarter. Here's Craigmile's first. He's taken one shot so far in the field. Off the rim, no good. Perry able to get a position and tried to go for the...
After the play, there's a big scrum for the ball. Snyder comes up with it, but ended up throwing Daniel to the floor.
Well, Daniel had a hold of the ball, and after the play was whistled dead, Daniel had got a hold of it. Snyder threw him down like he was beating dust out of a rug, and had a few choice words, and the officials went over and said, that stuff's not going to fly here, fella, and we're going to head back the other way. It'll stay with the Green City Gophers, but definitely a warning issued. Meanwhile, Snyder has the top of the key. Spin move, turns around from 18, no good. Daniel gets the rebound, and Raiders will have it heading the other way. Daniel brings it up, gets it across to Perry. Perry fakes it and gets it over to Craigmile. Craigmile takes two dribbles in and decides to go out with it. Almost loses it and gets it over to the right-hand wing. Perry has it, gets it to Ratliff. 22 seconds left to go. Daniel holds it high. Coach Carvajal calling for one shot for the Raiders here. 35-27. Craigmile has it. Gets it to Ratliff. Ratliff can hit to hold it at the circle. Pfeiffer kind of half-heartedly gets out on him. Just enough to get the count on him. Meanwhile, Perry takes it to the hole. Good.
Beautiful play by Perry.
3 seconds left for the Gophers. They're not going to have time for another. Meanwhile, Ratliff over on the other side and Pfeiffer
and the ref
into each other. The ref tripped over both of them. 37-27 Raiders. We're going to be back on the other side of halftime. It's 37-27. That was a wild end to the game there, or that part of the game anyway. We're going to get some totals here for you. Nick Pfeiffer, we'll start out with the Gophers. Leading scorer for the Gophers is Jeremiah Tarver with 10. Matt Ayers added 8. Rustin Steiner with 4. Nick Pfeiffer with 3. And Austin Gray with 2. That's a total of 27 points. Now we're North Shelby, led by the big guy Cody Stoneburn with 21. Scott Ratliff added double digits with 10. Taylor McDowell with 4. And Chris Perry with 2. That's 37. 37-27 at the half. My good buddy Tyler Killen has a message for you.
Sportsmanship. What are lessons learned while participating in high school activities? Students who compete also learn lessons that are carried on in future life. Help take the responsibility of teaching students of any competition. No matter what it is, must be played within the rules. Officials of any game or contest are never given enough thanks, and the efforts of the officials account for the fairness of the competition. To our Missouri high school officials, thank you for a job well done.
The preceding message was brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and Brashear Broadcasters.
Not one to let Tyler get one up on me there. The teaching of good sportsmanship is also the teaching of poise, self-control, and most importantly, respect for others. Good sportsmanship isn't something that just happens. It's taught as a part of our high school activities program. In Missouri, good sportsmanship has become a tradition with our high school coaches, athletes, and fans. Respect by everyone helps make that happen. We at Brashear Broadcasting encourage you to help us continue a great Missouri tradition that's practiced both in small towns and big cities. Good sportsmanship. Presenting message brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and your pals, Tyler and Matt, here at Brashear Broadcast.
If you're not here, you're missing a well of a cheerleading performance by both sides here.
We got the pink ladies from Green City, and we got the Lady Raiders from North Shelby. They don't have a cool name like the pink ladies. Doing a dance number to a number from Greece.
If I might add, they're doing it pretty well.
Big shout out to the fans at Brashear who stayed around for this boys championship. Hey, you got a good seat for the first game. Might as well stick around. This promises to be a exciting second half, one way or the other. North Shelby, basically all they have to do is keep doing what they were doing second quarter, and that's feeding the big guy and playing tough D at the other end. We'll see what Green City, what changes they made at halftime to come back and start. Maybe they can start out third quarter like they did the first quarter, come out firing the threes.
Yeah, for North Shelby, everything runs through number 54, Cody Stoneburner.
And why not? He's a foot taller than everybody else.
Here we go. Pfeiffer to start things for Green City. He gets a right wing for Tarver. Back to Pfeiffer. Now top the key. Gets a left wing for Diekman. Now into the corner for Ayers. Ayers puts on the floor. Now kicks it back out for Pfeiffer. Gets it over to Snyder. Snyder passes to Tarver. Almost stolen. Now back out to for Pfeiffer just inside the right wing. Three. No good. They're going to call Matt Ayers over the back on Craig Mile of North Shelby, I believe. That's Ayers' third foul of the game. McDowell has the ball out for North Shelby. He gets the ball out to Perry. Perry stops after Green City gets back on defense. Now the ball's out for Craig Mal. Left wing for McDowell now. McDowell holds the ball and actually left elbow for Ratliff. Puts up an air ball.
It's tough to tell. It almost looked like maybe halfway up his jump, he decided he was going to pass that. Regardless, it looked pretty ugly. Whether it was a pass shot, whatever, it wasn't good either way. Meanwhile, Pfeiffer brings it up, gives it to Tarver over on the left-hand side. Pass nearly stolen by Ratliff. They went to Snyder. Pass it back to Tarver. To Ayers, spin-around jumper from 10. No good. Outside of the rim. Rebound by McDowell. Now to Craig Mile, and he'll walk it up the floor. Against two defenders, two Green City defenders. Perry has it, holds it high. Left-hand dribble. Stops. Gets it to Ratliff. Ratliff throws it up to Stoneburner, and good. Ratliff was falling down, losing control. All he did was kind of flip it up in the air, and Stoneburner grabbed it and put it home.
Meanwhile, Green City gets it into Tarver. Tarver bounced off the side on the way up. They're going to call a foul on Stoneburner. No, they didn't give it to Stoneburner. They gave it to Ratliff on a reach-in before the shot. Green City inbound now. Ayers to trigger it. Ayers having trouble. Finally gets it into Snyder. Snyder dribbles in and throws a pass to really nobody was there. Ended up going to it was four Ayers, but Ayers made a cut the other way. Now I know Shelby gets the ball into Perry. Perry gets it to Ratliff, and he holds. Now gets it across the timeline. Goes right side, takes it all the way off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Stoneburner. Stoneburner puts it back up, and he makes it.
Boy, the Green City fans think that Stoneburner fouls every time, and the North Shelby fans think he gets fouled every time, and that means everybody's yelling all the time.
Yeah.
Well, Ayers has it in the corner. Dribbles back out to the wing. Gets it over to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer, the three challenge, and there's going to be a foul. He's been hitting the floor a lot tonight. I don't think all of them are caused by contact. He's trying to draw some fouls, and why not? It'll be three shots for Pfeiffer.
They're going to get Perry with the push on that.
First one's good by Pfeiffer. He gets two more. A rare three free throw trip to the line. Second one is up and good. He's got a nice rhythm there at the line. Two dribbles, bend the knees, up and good. That's 6 points for Pfeiffer. Ratliff inbounds to McDowell. McDowell dribble back to Pfeiffer in the middle of the lane. Still haven't got it across yet. Lob pass, Craig Mile, who fakes it in and almost loses it. Guarded by Pfeiffer. Perry gets it, top of the key, looking for somebody, gets it to Ratliff at the circle. 41-30 Raiders. Ratliff takes all the way to the hole, no good. Rebound by Stoneburner, who looked like he traveled, shoveled his feet, but he's going to get the foul instead. And he's going to get to shoot two. That was two fouls on some gopher. I wasn't paying attention, so I don't know who it was. He'll get to shoot two free throws. Hadn't missed one yet. 41-35, 41 left to go in the third quarter. Oh, there's the old Matt Colwell jinx. And he misses his first one. And, you know, I haven't won the lottery lately either. Maybe that jinx will work, too.
Before he said it.
And he misses the second one. Hey, I'm going to go buy that ticket. Because, you know, I'm not going to win at all. Meanwhile, Pfeiffer has it. Enough about me. Gives it over to Tarver. To Snyder. Holds it high, top of the key. Gets it over to Diekman. To Snyder. Sizes up the three. In and out, no good. Man alive, that thing rolled around and came right out.
Perry gets the rebound, gets it off to Ratliff. Ratliff challenged by Pfeiffer. Gets it across the timeline. Now to right wing for McDowell. McDowell, I don't know what he did, but the ball ends up in Stoneburner's hands and he puts it in.
I tell you what, all you have to do is just throw it up in the air and he's going to come down with it. He's got good hands. He's tall and he's got good hands both. So
now Pfeiffer has to get to the Snyder now. Left wing with a three for Harris. He hits it. And this time it was foul. It'll be a four-point opportunity. Craig Mile committed the foul. His coach is giving him thunder. He's grabbing him and shaking him and hollering at him.
He's like an etch-a-sketch. He's trying to erase that last play from his screen there.
Here we go. Ayers to shoot is one free throw awarded.
Quite obvious that the Gophers are going to take advantage of the Gophers are taking advantage of the aggressiveness of the Raiders getting out there on the defenders, and that's the second time one of them's hit the deck in this quarter, and the second time they've gone to the line. Ayers completes the four-point play that I promised you in the first half.
Ratliff
got 12.
Ratliff gets it in, almost throws away, gets it back. He holds at the top of the key, gets it into Perry. Perry kicks it out for Craig Mile. Back to Perry, free throw line, puts up a jumper. No good. We're going to call a foul on North Shelby. It's going to be on Stoneburner.
That'll be found the big guy, and hometown faithful love that one. Jacobs with a quality, 30 seconds or so, comes out.
That'll be Stoneburner's second foul of the night.
43-34, 4.5 minutes left to go in the third. Pfeiffer has it over on the right-hand side. Gets it to Snyder. Snyder dribbles in, bounce pass across the lane, fumbled around, and Ratliff ends up getting it. Gives it to Perry, back to Ratliff, and we're going to go the other way. Gets it across to McDowell. McDowell with the left hand all the way in, and they're going to call a foul. I think Snyder was there in front of him, but he was floating a little bit. This might be a good time to tell you about sportsmanship. Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at Bashir Broadcasting and the Missouri State High School Activity Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience. For everyone, when you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
Well, my partner here was talking about sportsmanship. They inbounded the ball to Ratliff. He went up, made the shot, and was fouled. His free throw is on the way here. It's up and good.
Daniel's going to come in. A lot of activity.
Gray's
going to come in. Jacobs, I didn't even see him sneak back in, but he comes out. Gray, Pfeiffer, Tarver, Ayers, and Diekman. Gray has it down at the block, gets back out. Ayers has it. He was wide open for a little bit. Stonebarner blocked off by Gray. Gray was doing all he can to keep the big guy out of his grill. Meanwhile, Pfeiffer raises from 18. Good. Nice body control by Nick Pfeiffer there. 46-36. Same 10-point deficit we had at halftime with just under 4 minutes left to go in the third.
Daniel has the ball now. Got it across timeline. Now gets it into Stonebarner. Almost lost it. Now controls it. Now Ratliff holds. Passes into Trinolin. Now out to Daniel. Now for Ratliff. Now for
Craig Mouth.
Stolen by Pfeiffer of Green City. Gets the ball to Ayers. Ayers goes away to the court. Puts it up off the glass.
What a play by Matt Ayers on that one. Taking it to the hole before the defense can get set. It's 46-38 Green City.
Now Ratliff has it. Dribbles right side. Almost loses it. Gets it out of Craig Mile. Gets it to Daniels. Now to Trinolin. Puts up the shot and makes it off the bank. Now Green City gets it. Comes the other way. They get the ball to Ayers. Ayers gets it into Gray. Gray puts it up and in.
Boy, neither team letting the grass grow on their feet here in the last 3 or 4 minutes of the third quarter. Meanwhile, Craigmile brings it across. Gives it to Daniel. Holds it high over on the right-hand wing. 48-40. 2:45 left to go in the third quarter. Daniel holds it high. Gets it in to Trenthale. Trenthale looks high. Wide open. Decides not to shoot. Decides not to shoot again. Gives that Craigmile out the circle. 2.5 minutes left to go. Daniel holds it high. Raiders running a little bit of clock here. Craig Mile gets it to Daniel. Daniel into Stonebarner. Dumps it in to Trinhale. Gets his feet under him. Puts it up off the glass. Good. It's 4 points for Trinhale. Ratliff goes for the steal and hits the deck. Meanwhile, Pfeiffer gets it over into the corner. There's a shot by Diekman. Shots up. No good. Rebound by Gray. Gray gets it out to Tarver. Tarver gets it to Ayers. Ayers with the ball fake. And they're going to call a foul. Coming in on Trinhale.
They're going to get Trinhale with the hold here. Be Green City ball out of bounds.
And they're going to call a timeout here. North Shelby, 5 team fouls here, and Green City, 4. So the bonus is looming on the horizon. Just over 2 minutes left to go in the third. It's 50-40. We have that 10-point lead back, but Green City has a chance to trim it down a little bit. They'll get the ball under their own basket.
Going to be a Green City ball here. Ayers to trigger the inbounds for the Gophers. Has trouble. Finally finds Tarver left side. Tarver gets a left wing. Now to Pfeiffer. Top the key. Pfeiffer holds. Puts on the floor now. Dribbles right side. Goes around his Gray screen. Now puts up a shot. It's no good. Rebound by Stonebarner. Stolen back by Pfeiffer. Gets it out to Tarver. Now to back to Pfeiffer for the three. Misses it.
Pfeiffer hit the deck again. Here comes Stonebarner down to the other end for the big dunk. Knocked away. And they're going to call a foul on the floor. Good night play. Stonebarner had two or three of his steps anyway on everyone. And the Gopher is able to come down and get the foul, and he was still on the floor. Down to the other end, Pfeiffer hit the floor once again. And like I said before, they're definitely trying to get the fouls called. Meanwhile, Stonebarner cleans up his mess. Down for the pre-play previous, and he puts home a shot on the inbound.
Now Gray has the ball, kicks it back out for Pfeiffer. Now gets the ball into Gray. Gray holds. Gets the ball back out to Tarver.
Now over the side for Diekman. Diekman holds. Top of the key for Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer dribbles left side, gets it to Diekman. Diekman on baseline. Now kicks it back out for Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer has a left wing. Skip pass over to Tarver, right wing. Now a right wing for Ayers. Ayers dribbles in. Left hand layup. No good. Rebounded by Stoneburner.
Was able to blow right by Stoneburner, but not able to put it home with the left hand. Ratliff will get it with just under a minute left to go. 52-40, Raiders. That's going to be knocked away by Pfeiffer, and we're going to stay with the Raiders here. Daniel comes in for McDowell. Ratliff will trigger it. Gets it to Perry. Perry looks high. Gets it into Stoneburner, guarded by Gray. Over the middle, stolen, knocked away by Jacob, stolen by Pfeiffer. 52-40, 40 seconds left to go in the third. Pfeiffer has it, crossover dribble, gets it over to Tarver. Tarver brings it up to between the circles. Looking, gets it to Pfeiffer over on the left-hand side. Lob pass to Diekman, to Gray. Gray to Diekman, to Gray. Gray will take the shot from 15, partially blocked. Jacob gets the rebound, but is ripped away by Ratliff. 24 seconds left to go in the third. Ratliff has it. Control dribble to Craigmile. Craigmile holds it high. Gets it to Ratliff at the circle. 17 seconds left to go.
Safe to say they're holding here for the last shot.
I think the last shot is definitely in the offing here. Craigmile has it. A little bit of trouble. Gets it to Ratliff over on the left-hand wing. Ratliff holds it high. Guarded by Tarver. 3 seconds left. Stolen by Jacobs. Jacob needs to put it up. Oh, Pfeiffer took too many dribbles.
He made the shot, but it was after the buzzer.
He made the shot, but it was about a second after the buzzer. It's going to stay 52-40 going into the fourth quarter.
What a ball game. What a ball game. For those of you tabulating the scores at home, Stoneburner does have a total of 29 points here through three. Ratliff has 13. Perry has 2. Craigmile hasn't scored, and McDowell has 4 for North Shelby. And for Green City, Ayers has 11. Pfeiffer has a total of 8. Tarver has 10. And Snyder has 2 points. Here's the start of fourth quarter. North Shelby's going to have the ball. Ratliff gets it into Perry. Perry gets it over to McDowell outside the 3-point arc on the right side. Now over to Ratliff. Ratliff has a left wing. Pestered by Green City. Ratliff blows by a defender, but he's caught reaching.
Cody Moore is going to get some minutes here in the first part of the fourth quarter.
As he picks up that foul.
Way to make your presence known, Cody. That'll be the sixth foul on the Green City Gophers. Meanwhile, Ratliff holds it high over on the left-hand wing. He's going to be fouled by Moore again. Hey, why not?
He likes the first one. He's decided to go for second.
He caught him with his hand in the cookie jar. I thought that was 1-1. It is 1-1. We're one step ahead of half the officials and most of the fans here anyway. Meanwhile, Coach Mike Reynolds calls Gray and Moore.
Over the sideline, has a little chat with him.
Yeah, I was making sure Moore was his name. And it is. Ratliff will shoot 2, or shoot 1-1, excuse me. Maybe 2, if he's lucky, or good, or both. Here he goes. Bends his knees. Shoot. Good.
He will shoot a second one.
I was right all along. Here's the second one. Walks up to the line. Holds it. Bends the knees. Up. Good. It'll be 54-40 Gophers. They got a gopher hill to climb, I guess you could call it. 54-40 with just 7.5 minutes left to go in the game. Ayers has it. One dribble over to Moore. Moore with a ball fake. Green City doesn't have enough people willing to take a shot right now is their problem. Meanwhile, Gray has it. Gets it to Ayers. Ayers dribbles around his defender. Up over Stoneburner. And good. Ayers having quite a ball game tonight against the big guy. Taking a lot of shots in there. to him, trying to maybe draw some fouls. 54-42, 7-10 left to go.
Fowler has the ball now for North Shelby, has the right wing. Kicks it clear across the left wing for Craig Mile. Craig gets it back out to Ratliff, just on this side of the free the timeline.
Now gets a right wing, passes to Perry on the free throw line. Now left wing for Craig Mile, back to Ratliff, top of the key. Now right wing for McDowell. He holds, gets it into the big man. Stoneburner working on Gray. Gets across and is fouled on the attempted dunk. I think he was going for it. Fouled by Ayers. It'll be two shots. That's four on Ayers. 6:49 remain. Fourth quarter, it's 54-42. We're awaiting 2 minutes of Stoneburner's free throws. First one is good.
You notice I didn't say anything about that one, and he made it.
I was going to say earlier in the game, I've seen him play, and he's a pretty good free throw shooter. As he hits the second one.
Tyler's got the magic, I don't. Meanwhile, Ayers are bringing up the floor. He'll pull up from deep three. Long rebound. Rainbow rebound by Ratliff. Ratliff pushes it across. Blows by his defender all the way to the basket, and they're going to be a body foul on one of the Gophers, probably Gray, I would assume.
On that long shot by Ayers, he was a little excited and didn't hit anything on the shot.
And maybe he was hoping to draw the foul. That would be two on Gray, and he's coming out of the game. Snyder's coming back in. Snyder usually gets a lot of minutes in the games I've seen Green City play. He must be in the doghouse tonight. I can't think of any other. That's nine fouls on the Gophers. And the Raiders will be in a double bonus with the next one. This one's 1-1. Ratliff makes it. That's 16 points for Scott Ratliff. Stoneburner with 31. Hey, nobody's got 43 yet like Brent Pratt's had it. Brent Blatt's had it homecoming, that's for sure. Here's Ratliff, second one. Good. He's 4-for-4 from the line here in the fourth quarter. 6:30 left to go. 58-42. Lob pass into the corner. Green City. Long three from somebody I have no idea who.
Tyler
able to chase it down, but he's going to be out of bounds. And it'll go back to the Raiders. Slowly slipping away for the Gophers here. 58-42, 6.5 minutes. And Snyder's coming out of the game.
And he sits down without a word from the coach.
That's always a bad sign. Coach didn't even want to talk to you. Meanwhile, Perry has it. Pivot man on the press. Gets it to Ratliff. Ratliff with a spin move against Pfeiffer. Knocked away. Stolen by Moore. Gets it up to Ayers. Knocked away by Craig Mile. Knocked in by the official. It's going to go out of bounds and stay with the Gophers. Everybody on the floor there. The only person that didn't touch it, I think, was... I'm looking for somebody.
What's
in the Yeah, we didn't touch it. They don't want us touching it. And Ayers will trigger it in the corner.
There's some words being exchanged here. Maybe some moisture on the court. Anyway, here we go.
It's a big mystery as far as we're concerned. Meanwhile, Snyder gets it underneath. Blocked by Stoneburner. Saved in, and no, it's going to be out of bounds and stay with the Gophers.
Ratliff tried to save it, couldn't get it back in. It was off of him.
Well, they say everything's worth trying once. And Snyder tried to go up in there on Stoneburner, and Stoneburner served him some supper right there.
Learned his lesson.
We'll see. He's open underneath again. Meanwhile, Tarver gets it. Green City fans wanting to foul. Ratliff is going to be fouled in the back. Crowd's getting pretty rowdy. Tyler and I make cut out of here. About 3 minutes left to go.
We don't need to be beat down over this.
You can switch over to Crest. They're probably brave enough to stay, but we're not.
They have bodyguards. Some people are making their way to the cars.
58-42, Snyder, Ratliff.
Still 6 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah, it's not over, but it's close. Especially if Green City can't get anything going on the offensive side of the floor. They've been effectively shut down since the first quarter. Second one by Ratliff is good. Automatic. At six free throws for Ratliff in the fourth quarter. His 6 points. Snyder gets the top of the key to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer with the ball fake. To Snyder. Snyder will reset. Gets it over to Tarver. Tarver inside to Ayers. Ayers with the spin move. Oh, almost loses it. And he's going to keep his hand on it. Going to be a jump ball. And it's going to stay with the Gophers.
Ayers had the he had an open look there, and instead handed off to another player.
I don't know what he was thinking. He was guarded by Stoneburner.
Yeah, once
that.
Again, Stoneburner was between him and the basket. Pfeiffer, a deep shot in the corner, offside of the backboard, no good. Rebounded by Perry with the wild elbows, gets it over to Krickmile. Krickmile with a ball fake. Nearly stolen by Ayers. Going to be knocked off of Ratliff. No, it's going to go back with the Gophers.
Say Ayers touched it last.
I thought Ayers was able to get in there and knock it off of Ratliff, but McDowell's going to trigger it for the Raiders in the backcourt. Lobby Krickmile. He's been fairly quiet tonight. Lob pass to Perry, who almost loses it. Gets it to Ratliff. Ratliff dribbles in, gets it to Stoneburner. Stoneburner off the glass and good. A little bit extra. Double axe handle coming down after the shot. Perhaps on Ayers, and Pfeiffer has it the other way. Bounce pass to Ayers at the corner. Meanwhile, Snyder gets it wide open underneath and good. Stoneburner came out to guard Ayers. Had to respect the shot. And Ayers able to feed Snyder underneath. Meanwhile, we're going to have a foul. Moore's going to foul. That'll be his third or fourth. He's averaging about a foul a minute, I think. That'll be his third.
That's his third. He's pretty aggressive in there. You got to give him that. Here we go. We're going to let McDowell shoot a couple now.
Yeah, they said, Ratliff, you can take a break. Go talk to the coach. He's going to chew you out for something. Always constructive criticism. 62-44. Here's McDowell. Looking good. This North Shelby team looks pretty solid, top to bottom, shooting the free throws.
Second shot on its way. No good. Rebounded by Pfeiffer of Green City. He gets it out to Ayers. Now for Moore in the corner. He hits the three.
Yeah, the big guy. Cody Moore with the three off the bench, 63-47.
Pfeiffer
hits
out.
The deck.
Gets it to McDowell. McDowell is fouled hard by guess who? That's right, it was Moore.
He likes being on the radio, that's for sure. That'll be four on Moore. One more for Moore, and he'll get off the floor. Who's shooting these free throws? McDowell is getting some instructions from his coach. The ref said that's enough. If you want to talk, take time out. We got dinner reservations in Kirksville tonight. 4:50 left to go, 63-47. McDowell's first. No good. That'll be the double bonus for the Raiders. He'll get another one. Krickmile will come in for Daniel. McDowell's second one is good.
Here we go. Pfeiffer brings it up for Green City. Gets it across half court. Passes into Ayers. Ayers dribbles at the elbow. Gets Stoneburner off his feet. Passes to a wide open Kane Snyder, who lays it up and in. Now Ratliff gets it into Krickmile. Krickmile's double team. Brings it up the right side. Pulls back now. Gets it off to Ratliff. Ratliff holds top the key. Now gets it off to Krickmile right wing. Krickmile dribbles around. Gets it back to Ratliff top the key. Ratliff now puts it on the floor. Dribbles left side. Almost stolen by Pfeiffer. Ratliff still has control of it. We don't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's doing. He lost it to Pfeiffer.
Hey, Pfeiffer stuck to it and was able to get the steal on that. Meanwhile, Tarver at the other end fakes the three and gets it out to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer bounce pass to Snyder, top of the key. Over to Moore. Moore will try it again from three. Good!
Hit!
Cody Moore, 2 3-pointers. They don't end the foul out. 64-52, closest it's been in a while.
Now Perry has it.
Perry has it looking for somebody on his side of the court to pass it to. Gets it to Snyder. Knocked away by the Gophers. And it'll stay with the Raiders. That ball kind of lingering in the corner there. Gopher's not able to come up with it. Jacobs will come back in the game.
Timeout here by
timeout by North Shelby. Full timeout. 3:46 left to go. 64-52.
Green City's working their way back into it.
They are indeed. Which reminds me of something. Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of our high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work. And you certainly know they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons we can teach our students. The message has been brought to you by our friends at For Sure Broadcasting and the Missouri State High School Activities Association. Which leads us into our next point. Role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event. Good sports are winners and are also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport. Help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This match is brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and Mature Broadcast.
Here we go. Perry in back for North Shelby. He's got it. He's looking. He's holding. Gets it out to Ratliff finally. Ratliff holds it between the circles. Now dribbles right side. Now pulls it back to the top of the key. Kicks it over right wing for McDowell. McDowell tries to feed it into Stonebender, but before that happens, they call a foul on Green City. Jacobs with the foul. I don't know what he did, but it wasn't good. They called him for the push. It'll be a double bonus here for McDowell. It's up. It's good. First shot for McDowell. Second one here as he prepares.
I foresee a one out of two trip to the line here. That's what he's done his first two times.
I'm going to look on the optimistic side here for North Shelby. I'm going to say he hits the second one. It's up and it's on its way. And it's good. Man, I'm on fire tonight. Here we go. Piper has the ball for Green City. Dribbles into the lane. Puts up a shot off the glass. It's good. Ratliff has the ball now. Gets it in for Craigmile. Craigmile holds. Gets it to McDowell. McDowell dribbles left side. Knocked out of bounds. No, they're going to say McDowell stepped on the line. It'll be a Green City ball.
Actually, they're going to say the ball came off his leg. It was a good defense by the Gopher defender. 3:22 left to go, 66-54.
Piper has the ball now for Green City. He brings it across half court. Dribbles left side. Gets it into Snyder on the free throw line. Now gets it to Moore. Moore about fell over, slipped, and now he gets the ball over to Tarver left wing. It gets the ball into Ayers now. Left block. Back out to Tarver. Tarver gets across to Moore into Snyder off the free throw line. No good. Rebounded by. It was tipped by Pfeiffer, but finally controlled by Perry. Perry loses it now. And Ayers slides on the ball and slides out of bounds. It'll be North Shelby ball. McDowell gets the ball into Ratliff now. Ratliff dribbles up left side. Now blocked up by Piper. Finally gets it across to Craigmile on right side. Craigmile holds. Puts on the floor now. Fouled by Tarver.
That'll be two fouls on Tarver. North Shelby still on the double bonus. Craigmile, shoot two. And there, Tyler recovers his pencil from the recesses of the broadcasting booth. Here's Craigmile. Raiders only have one guy down rebounding. First one's no good by Craigmile. 66-54. 2:43 left.
Moore comes into the game for Green City as Zeekman exits.
Here's Craigmile second. It's up. That's good. 67-54, 13-point lead with 2:40 left to go in the green or in the ball game. Meanwhile, Moore has it over on the left-hand, right-hand wing. Gets it to Pfeiffer in the corner. Pfeiffer gets some room and airballs it. Gets it to Stoneburner, who walks with it. He did take a couple steps on that, trying to spin away.
It was pretty obvious, but Stoneburner can't believe it.
There's going to be a foul by or a foul. There's going to be a timeout by Green City.
2:30 remaining in the fourth quarter, 67-54, North Shelby lead.
It is a perfect time to remember that the score of any athletic event is generally forgotten over time, but the actions of the players, coaches, and spectators leave lasting impressions. The next time you attend a high school game, think of how history will remember you. Choose good sportsmanship and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. Remember, the lessons you teach today will help develop better citizens in our communities for tomorrow. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and your pals here at Bashir Broadcast.
Here we go.
Green City ball. They really need a 13-point shot here, but you can only get three at a time.
There's only two and a half. There's still 2.5 left. They can do it.
Here we go. They get the ball into Snyder. Snyder has the right wing guarded by McDowell. Dribbles into the lane, puts up a shot, makes it. Snyder with the 2 points. Now Ratliff gets the ball into McDowell. Back to Ratliff now across to Krigmaw. Krigmaw takes it across the court. Draws the defender. Hands it off to Mr. Stoneburner, and he lays it up and in.
Now, it's been quiet here in the fourth quarter, but that was a big two-pointer there, 69-56, with 2 minutes left to go. Lob in the corner for Green City Gophers. Three-pointer. Hey, no idea who that was. That was theirs. All alone in the corner, drained to three. Question, and there's a quick foul by Green City. That'll be the status quo for the rest of the game. Just under 2 minutes left to go. That was a foul on Pfeiffer, 69-59. That's his third. Can the Gophers afford to trade 3-for-2 for the rest of the game? Well, there may not be enough time, but they're going to have fun trying. And Mr. Ratliff, back to the line. First one's good.
He's been solid from the line tonight.
That's 7-7 here in the fourth quarter. You got to have somebody. Usually, that's how these games come down to you. Somebody's got to be hitting their free throws. Here's Ratliff. Second one. It's good. Kind of use the body English on that one to get it in. Pfeiffer brings it back the other way. 71-59 with 1:54 left to go. Tarver has it against it to Snyder, who will pull up for three. No good. Stomer with a rebound. Ratliff has it, and Pfeiffer tries to foul him. But Ratliff gets it across. Gets it to
Perry.
Perry's going to be fouled at the top of the key. First one by Perry's no good. Here's Perry's second. 71-59, 1:40 left to go. It's up and good.
Green City.
First points of the second half.
He gets the ball into Ayers. Ayers hands off to Pfeiffer. Left wing, and his shot was partially blocked or something, but it was bad. It wasn't even close. Ball was rebounded by Stoneburner. Got Ratliff now left side for Krigmaw. Back to Ratliff. Ratliff was fouled. It'll shoot another two. This good game has turned ugly.
72-59 with just 1 minute 20 seconds left. People starting to leave. There's big gaps in the stands now.
We're going to hang on, though.
Maybe. Ratliff's first one's good. That's 9-for-9 here in the fourth quarter. I haven't jinxed him yet.
You just wait. I got a bad feeling about this one.
Here it comes. We'll see if Tyler, since Tyler agrees with me on it, maybe this one's not going to look good. Maybe it'll break both of our streaks. Oh, he made us wait for it. But it was good also. That's 23 points for Scott Ratliff. And that'll be a timeout by North Shelby. 30 seconds. 74-59, Raiders. Green City has nothing to hang their head about. Playing a devastatingly good team like the Raiders. If you're within 15 here with just over a minute left to go, you can be proud of something. Meanwhile, the staff stringing some rope across so nobody run out on the floor when it's over.
Most people are getting out of Dodge, it appears. Well, some people anyway.
I see Jackie Church over there making her way. Meanwhile, Snyder will inbound it. Bounce pass to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer brings it up against McDowell. All the way, no good. Got it around Stoneburner, but it was no good. And Craig Mile has it, gets it to Ratliff. Ratliff is going to be fouled shortly. No. And it's going to be knocked away by Pfeiffer.
107 remaining in the game.
107. Perry's coming in.
As is Diekman.
Diekman's coming back. 15-point lead for the Raiders.
Pfeiffer walks off to a well-deserved ovation here.
Meanwhile, lob pass to Stoneburner is no good. Snyder brings it up. Oh, my God. That'll be a full body floor burn for Scott Radley, who got on the floor and skidded from the free throw line to underneath the basket.
It was a full-fledged face plant.
I tell you what, that says something about these Raiders. They're up by 15 with a minute left. Ratliff is still getting on the floor, and there will be a foul.
And their coach is still yelling. I can hear him over here.
That is three on Craig Mile. More moisture on the floor.
That's never good. I'd almost venture to say that was from Ratliff.
It almost has to be. They're underneath the basket. They need to start out about half court if they want to get where he started. But that's, like I said, that's something you have to say about this Raider team. Getting on the floor, up by 15 with a minute left, not taking anything for granted. Because this Green City team's got some three-point shooters on them, and you never know a three-point shot. Arizona inbound underneath the basket. Steiner gets it, has it, gets it to Tarver with a guy in his face. No good. Rebound by Ratliff. Ratliff dribbles away from pressure. Finds it again with Pfeiffer, and there's going to be a foul on Ayers, and that'll be his
fifth. He's going to take a seat.
Ayers will end the game with 19 points. Nice effort there by Matt Ayers. Playing a very good team tonight. Diekman will come in for him. He gets the glad hand from the folks here. Daniel comes in for Perry. Both sides substituting a little bit, get some players on the floor. 74-49, 50 seconds left to go. Here's Ratliff again. No good. Hey, our mojo is just one shot too late there.
I had a feeling it was coming.
He could say that now that he already missed it. Here's Ratliff's second one. He bends the knees up. No good. Hey.
I felt that one too.
I don't know what's going on with him. Maybe he's tired. Meanwhile, Snyder brings it across.
I think it was a face plant on him.
It may have been. It may have scrambled his eggs a little bit. Pfeiffer with the up and under move. Draws nothing but air. And then it draws Stoneburner's hands as he comes away with it. Gets it over to Ratliff. Ratliff will bring it across. 30 seconds left. And he'll take it all the way. Throws it up behind the backboard. Meanwhile, Stoneburner saves it from the rafters. Gives it out to Daniel. Craigmile has it. And the Raiders will run out the clock, apparently. Daniel has it. As the crowd, both crowds standing up, giving the applause. Why not? Both teams played their hearts out here. 10 seconds left, 74-59. That'll probably be the final score. Ratliff will hold it at circle. Hey, first step for the Raiders. And their hopes of going to state. Both teams going through the line. Hard-fought victory there for the Raiders, 74-59. They're going to have a lot of tough games between here and Columbia if they want to make it. But it's definitely something that they can handle. Final score, 74-59. We'll be back with some totals.
So, after the finals here, the winners of the districts of the Class 1A District 6 were on the girls' side. Novinger came out ahead. On the boys' side, North Shelby came out, proved they were the top team here. But both teams put up a fight because the teams they played were equally as talented and tried as hard. But these teams deserve to move on after the way they played.
Hey, I got it right. Hey, good for me. Last game of the season, and I get all the scores right. We're going to start out with the victorious. No, we'll start out with the Gophers. Led by Matt Ayers with 19, and a trio of players with 10, Rustin Snyder, Jeremiah Tarver, and Nick Pfeiffer. Cody Moore added 6 big threes in the fourth quarter. And Austin Gray added 4. Now for the district champion, North Shelby Raiders getting their picture taken at half court right now. Led by the big fella, Cody Stoneburner with 35. Scott Ratliff chipped in with 23. Taylor McDowell with 8. Brian Trinhale with 4. Chris Perry with 3. And Brett Craigmile with 1.
What a game.
What a game. 34-4. I tell you what, the Gophers never gave up the whole time through. They were all over it from beginning to end. They got up early and lost the lead, and it would have been easy to quit at halftime, losing that big lead, but they didn't give up. And only a 15-point loss to a team such as North Shelby, that's nothing to hang your head about. They won't feel too good about it now, but if North Shelby goes on to win this whole ball of wax, that'll be something they can take with them.
I'm Tyler Killen.
And this is Matt Caldwell.
Signing off.
For the last time this year. Hey, come back and find us next year. We'll probably be on there somewhere. Thanks for joining us all these times. Have a good year, and we'll see you back in the fall.